This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black here at South by Southwest Interactive. It's day three of Interactive, maybe day four. Feels like day 20. I'm here with Patrick Welby, man of many talents from many organizations here. But you're a guy who's all around Chicago music. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I also don't know what day of South by Southwest it is.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the very warm introduction. I appreciate that. That's awesome.
Absolutely, man. You're somebody who, and I've been saying this a lot this year, like, our focus has really been on bringing on guests on the podcast this year as a part of our Dynasty Next initiative. People who haven't been on the podcast yet, who it's long overdue. You know, we had Owen Bones on recently. We've had a lot of people who, like, in my head, I keep thinking, there's that dude. There she is. Like, you know, people who are doing stuff. And you absolutely are on that list of, like, Patrick Welby. We got to find a thing for Patrick Welby, a panel, workshop, an interview. So, like, I'm so glad we got to catch up here and start that conversation, man.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate you having me. I think maybe one of the factors is that you and I just always seem to run into each other. So it's like we get to always catch up and...
But, like, in bits and pieces, and we're always doing things.
I love it, though. And you have such tremendous guests on and so many of my peers and people I respect in the industry. So I'm just a fan. I enjoy being in the audience and listening online. So I've caught a couple of the live sessions and checking out the SoundCloud. I mean,
we're just like everybody else in Chicago trying to put it out there, like you, man. So bring people into what it is you do with all of your various, you know, kind of places that you're at, because I think you are someone who, like, people see you out. People know the name, but really fill us in on what you're doing.
Sure. So, you know, I think like many entrepreneurs or just hustlers in the Chicago scene, we're all men and women of many hats. So I would guess... My main gig is a job I very much adore, I very much love, and it's an agency in Chicago called Project, and a couple of the partners you might be familiar with, and some other folks around Chicago. One is my boss, Joe Lucchese. He's been in the experiential marketing world for a long time, music industry world a long time, and then there's Matt Woodburn, who's a partner over at Chop Shop, and then Sarah Newcomb, who's the... manager of the event space, First Ward in the back, and then Micah Taylor, who runs Direction Tour Marketing. So guys like that, they got together, an agency together, mainly experiential marketing, event production, strategy consulting, and that's my day job. I do whatever they tell me to do, and fortunately they do really cool stuff like we're doing here at South by Southwest, producing an event for Budweiser. And then I would say right after that, I'm founder of These Days, which is a collective of writers and music industry thinkers, and we kind of came together to create something that we wished was out there, and we pretty much cover music and culture very much through a Chicago lens, but we're not afraid to look outside the city limits.
Right on.
Yeah.
So that's a lot. Yeah. So we'll kind of pick it apart. Project, let's start there. Who are they facing? What's the audience? What's the consumer base? And what's the client base for this agency that's doing a lot of the experiential work?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do a couple different things. For example, one of our big clients is a festival promoter in town, React Presents.
Sure. You know, huge. I mean, they do. I mean, most people know React, but they do Spring Awakening. They do North Coast. They do Somerset, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're all over.
And they've got they just launched three new festivals last year.
Oh yeah. Why not?
It's like those guys are already incredible, and they've, you know, put more on their plate, and it's pretty fun to watch. But they did Mambi, which was a beachside festival this past year, and then Freaky Deaky, and then Reaction, which was this past New Year's Eve.
And Reaction, I mean, all of those are amazing, but Reaction, man, that was something else. That was above and beyond. And yeah, that's right. Like, I ran into you there, and you were hard at work.
Yeah, you know, a great lineup, and, you know, with Chance the Rapper, it's cool to see such a hometown hero spending New Year's, you know, within the Chicago area, so that was pretty cool to see. But something like that, Project will come in and will help on the sponsorship side of things, just making sure things ranging from, let's say a sponsor needs a 20 by 20 tent space, kind of loading them in and out, all the moving parts and all the bits.
All the logistics, yeah.
There's so much that goes on, so we kind of just help manage that so the festival themselves can focus on taking care of talent, producing the festival from a programming perspective.
Well, something, I mean, I talk about this a lot in my classes at Columbia, is that I think people, you know, they want to get into event work, they want to get into the music space, they want to do all these creative executions, and they don't really realize how much goes into it. They don't realize that, like, someone has to get the napkins for the bar that's on site. Somebody has to get the straws. Somebody has to make sure there's a medical team there. It doesn't just, like, okay, Foo Fighters show up at, like, 8:30 and go on at 9, and that's it. Like, there's all these little things that people don't really put together.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, and I think, you know, I think what has made Project so successful is, you know, the partners and then them forwarding it on to someone like myself. Just all those little intricacies, you know, they have the experience and they've gone through all those pain points and they've got it, you know, they've got the checklist for those types of things. So that's what I love about this job, is I can pick up on those things. And to your point, there's so many moving parts of festivals, event production, sponsorship. So we just try to take all that and kind of make it an easy, painless, streamlined process.
Yeah, right on, man. Yeah. And then with These Days, that's the other kind of side of what you're doing. And so that's a collective in Chicago. And you said you founded that. Were you the one who, like, kind of first lit that match?
Yeah, so myself and Eric Montanez.
Who I'm going to have on a panel. We haven't formally announced it, but sure. I'm very excited. We have him on an upcoming Dynasty panel.
Yeah, we actually did college radio together back at DePaul University. And, you know, there's only so many hip-hop shows or shows that played that type of music. So we kind of naturally kind of synced up there. And then him and Pat Corcoran, who now manages Chance the Rapper, were actually the first two guys to interview. The band that I managed at the time were a six-piece funk band called Why So White. So it was kind of just dumb luck that us three had gone to DePaul and I met those guys. And Eric and I kind of reconnected in the last year around the idea that we wanted to get back into radio, and we kind of had that itch to create some sort of content along those same lines. So we took us about a year, but it eventually evolved into These Days, and we got a crew together. Jake, who's over at Soho House now, and Brent, who ran Go Ill, which was a local hip-hop blog for a long time, also does a lot of entertainment on the legal side of things. Then we have Ben, who's a librarian here in Chicago, but also runs the Mishka streetwear line. He runs their record label. And then Wesley Parker, who's a local, I kind of call him the unofficial mayor. He seems to just know everybody, whether it's promoting concerts or putting events together or just kind of greasing the wheels to make things happen. He's just kind of the guy that will make those relationships put into place. And I think that I got all my, someone's going to kill me if I forgot him, but I hope that's six, but.
Yeah, no, so it's a lot of people. And so you have this collective. What was your kind of, you know, you're talking about, like, you wanted to put the radio out there, you wanted to kind of get back into creating some of these things. These are not things that you have to do. Like, you're creating, amazing opportunities, but you're also creating a lot of, like, additional work for yourself that you don't have to do to keep your lights on. What was the impetus to kind of, like, I want to go make a lot more things happen for myself, even though it's going to be extra work on my plate? What's the driving force there?
Yeah, you know, we live in a crazy world right now, and I kind of look around and see, you know, that I'm in a very comfortable place. I have an opportunity to kind of, you know, do whatever I want. And I want to spend, you know, the time that I have here on Earth contributing to what I love as much as possible. And you know, that's music, that's events, that's bringing people together. And it's so much easier to get out of bed each morning when you are going to work on something that you like and work on it with people that you like. And, you know, that comes from, you know, a good family background and my parents being supportive of everything I do and encouraging me, and also mentors, and, you know, finding a mentor early and having folks like that are supportive, and having them tell their story, having them tell you what they learned, you know, what to avoid. And I think just kind of a combination of all of those things, doing your research, doing your homework, putting in those extra hours, you just finally realize that, you know what, I'm going to work on stuff that I'm really passionate about, and makes life a whole lot more fun, and no complaints.
So with all the things that you have that you're currently doing and that you're kind of activating, like, what are you looking forward to this year? What's coming up for you, you know, with Project, with These Days, anything else you're doing? What's on deck for 2016 for you?
Yeah, so we're obviously headed back into the festival season as far as music festivals. So that's a big lift. But an event I'm really excited about that I'm working on and a part of throughout this entire calendar year is After Dark, which is an event over at the Art Institute.
It's an amazing series. Like, it's not to interrupt you, but it's such a cool mix of kind of like really highbrow, really casual is not the right word, but it's like it's a nice night out without it feeling stuffy.
Absolutely.
It's like, I don't know, is it like a casual, elegant, like a casual nice night out, I guess, is the most clunky way that I could phrase it.
Yeah, this is like, it's not quite a cocktail hour,
right.
But it's basically an opportunity to check out whatever is featured in the Modern Wing. Have some drinks, have some food.
It's great DJs. Sometimes like there's bands maybe, right?
Yeah, so this year we got a partnership with Reverb Nation. Mm-hmm. And they have a new kind of incubator program within their...
what is that called?
It's called Connect.
Okay, yeah.
And it's our partner is this guy named Matt DeFore, who used to be here in Chicago. I think he was over at the Hard Rock Hotel for a long time.
You want to talk about like connected to Chicago and everywhere. Matt DeFore, man, you are Chicago. Like, Matt DeFore was a guy who was... in these streets, as the kids say.
And so him and Matt Woodburn, who has produced After Dark for a long time, I think it's been, you know, 5+ years now. They ran together, you know, way back when producing this event, and it's been cool because the event is still unbelievably popular, unbelievably successful all this time later, and you know, just these past few months, it's been selling out within less than 24 hours, and. You know, I think a huge part of it's Van Gogh, but I like to think it's a lot of our programming as well. And
I think it's the vibe, though, honestly. Yeah. Like, it really is something that, like, it's enjoyable. It doesn't feel, again, like, overly, needlessly stiff.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a very, like, it's got a good flow. It's got a good energy.
You know, I think that's the goal with any event, is to have people walk through the door, feel comfortable, see something they've never seen before, and... You know, I think, you know, we bring in, like, local performance groups, like Collaboration. And, you know, I think when you have that many people on the same team to produce something special, it shows. And I think it's just a lot of hard work and a lot of people that care about this event. And I think that's what makes it successful.
Right on, man. Patrick Welby from These Days Project, man, we're definitely going to plug you in on, like, a panel or a workshop or, like, kind of one of these, like, longer-form discussion events that we do with the podcast. We have... a lot lined up of these this year in 2016 ahead of us. But I'm so glad we get to, like, start the conversation formally on the mic here at South By, man. Thank you so much for taking some time here.
Well, I appreciate you having me. I think it's pretty fun that we got to do this down here in Austin.
Yeah.
We get to see each other all the time in Chicago, and I appreciate you having me on the show. And I'm here to help. Anything I can do, we're on the same page. We have the same... juice flowing through our veins, so...
Right on, man. This is long overdue.
Yeah.
Glad we got to do it. Patrick Welby, thank you, man.
Thanks so much. Appreciate your time.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.